Well, joining us here today on the big show, let's welcome back our good buddy, Aaron Goodwin. Hey, Aaron.
How are you?
Good, man. So great to hear you're coming back to Halifax.
I know. So excited. So excited.
It's been a minute. I think the last time we crossed paths was at Country Rocks the Hub up in Truro. That's like 3 years ago. So I think we're overdue.
Yes.
We're overdue for a man hug.
We're overdue. It's been too long for sure.
Yeah, so the big day is Tuesday, November 26th at the Bella Rose Arts Center up in Clayton Park. Great venue there, and tickets on sale now. You can get the details on our website at hotcountry1035.ca. You got some buds coming with you there, Justin Fancy and Basil Bauer as well, eh?
Yes, good dudes. I know that we're really excited to bring them along as well. And you know, the Halifax show was kind of fun how it happened, just because, you know, when I posted about the other three that we were doing out there, everybody was like, why not Halifax? Why not Nova Scotia? And I said, you know what? You're right. Why aren't we doing that? And I got on the phone and I just like started to like ruffle some feathers, and I was like, we got to find a show out there. We got to do it.
So. So awesome that we made that happen. And by the way, Aaron, it's a big day in Nova Scotia coming up for November 26th, because you're going to be here, and it's also going to be the Nova Scotia provincial election on the same day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is something.
I vote Aaron Goodwin for a good time.
I love it. Let's do it.
So your new tune is out. It's called Your Time to Stay. I've heard it. It sounds great. Give us a scoop on that.
Yeah, so excited about this one. I don't think songs like this come around very often, you know. I wrote the song during COVID. I didn't really even think it was for me. And I listened to it, you know, when it come time to, you know, cut for my record. And I was re-listening to it, and I was like, oh, man, this is like my whole life story. You know, I think during COVID, my wife and I, you know, had a lot of issues, mostly because I was home, I think.
Yeah.
And that was hard on her. and that what's really interesting about it is, like, when, you know, songs are just so funny like that, they, you know, you listen to it, and you're like, oh, I just wrote my life and didn't even, like, realize it. Mm-hmm. I guess that's, like, what kind of happens when you get into the room sometimes. And so, but when we went and recorded it, it was just magic. And we were like, this song is so much bigger than we, you know, you know, when we first listened to it, and then we recorded it. And so it definitely changed the perspective, and we were like, we got to get this thing out in a big way. So we're really excited about it.
Awesome, man. You wrote your life in 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
There you go. Ain't that the beauty right there?
So, Aaron, you got a new EP coming out in 2025.
This one's called, I think we're going to call it Drinking Hand. I was sort of mentioning why we had so many issues, and, you know, I learned a lot about myself during COVID, and as I think a lot of people did. You know, I definitely sussed out some issues that I was having. And in a big way. So on this EP, you know, there's like something for everyone, but it's definitely more personal than I think I've ever been. And I think, you know, Your Time to Stay and Drinking Hand. And, you know, I think there's some songs on there that, you know, kind of really speak to that. And so I'm excited to get it out. I feel like, you know, I really do. I say this every time, but I do feel like it's the best work that I've done. So
awesome, man. So, Drinking Hand, are you a righty or a lefty with your Drinking Hand?
I'm a righty.
I'm a double fister sometimes, so, you know. Maybe.
So, yeah. Well, and that was part of the issue for me, too.
Maybe we can write a song about that, the double fister.
The double fister. I love it.
So you mentioned the family earlier, Victoria and baby Eloise. How's everybody doing anyway?
Yeah, so good. We're just rocking and rolling. She just woke up. We just brought her downstairs. Yeah. Her hair's everywhere. Yeah, it's awesome.
Just like Dad.
I know she's. Yeah, right. It's well, if Dad had hair. I think, you know, it's been like the best thing that I've ever done. I think it's just becoming a dad, and there's nothing better than coming home and seeing a couple smiling faces when I walk in the door. It's pretty amazing.
Awesome, man. And how old is Eloise now?
She is 10 months old.
Wow. And going to be getting in the Halloween costume this year?
Yeah, yeah. She has three different costumes because we have three separate things. So, you know, any chance we have to dress her up. So we took her to Boo at the Zoo. She was a flamingo for that. And then she'll be Boo, and V and I will be Mike Wazowski and Sully, and that's coming up on Halloween.
So, oh, love it.
I can't even remember what the other one was. Oh, the other one was she was Morticia and Wednesday. So, yeah, yeah, lots of opportunities to dress up the little one.
Great stuff, man. I remember one time when you were in the station here, you met my wife, Roxanne, and you said to me, Ian, you married up. And I always love telling her that story. She loves that story, too. So, and you quickly replied, I did, too, Ian.
I married way up, for sure. For sure. Outkicked my coverage, if you will.
We're in conversation with Aaron Goodman here today, and time for a little Halloween hot fire as we get set for the big day here. So, Aaron, your favorite chocolate bar?
Like, literally, there's so many. I'm going to say Coffee Crisp, probably my favorite.
Good choice. Your favorite type of chips?
Mesquite barbecue.
Oh, yeah. They always leave your fingers stinky, though, right? I find. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't care. It's worth it.
Your favorite Halloween movie of all time?
Oh, man. Probably Hocus Pocus is the one that we always play.
Yeah, good family choice right there. And popcorn or candy corn?
Popcorn, for sure.
Yeah. And finally, Tootsie Pops or Suckers?
Suckers.
Yeah. And what are you guys going to be giving out at the Goodman household there in Nashville for Halloween? Any special treats?
We just have the standard bunch of chocolate bars, you know, Reese's Pieces and all those dumb things.
Awesome.
Something
man.
That I can also, you know, help myself to when the kids don't show up. So.
And Aaron, calories don't count on Halloween, right?
That's right. Yes. That is the message we want everybody to hear right now.
Aaron, good luck with the new tune and good luck with the new EP, and great to chat today.
Thank you, brother. Chat soon.